Good morning, people, and happy new year. This is your cosmic curator, Tom Yaroshuk, with a look at the stars for today, Saturday, January 4th, 2025, and the week ahead. Well, folks, now the new year, it's not a celestial new year. You know, January 1st is a Roman construct. So this may feel more like the same old, with a few twists. What will mark the new year comes in March when major, serious major moves and a number of big dog planets move into different signs. But no sense in getting ahead of ourselves now. Let's be right here today with where the planets are. Now, here's a rundown. The Sun is in Sagittarius. Sagittarius is a Jupiter-ruled sign. It's mutable fire, the sign of the archer, kind of a warlike sign because he's the only zodiac sign with a weapon. It's an optimistic sign that is steeped in ideology and beliefs and philosophy. The major belief tends to be black and white, a notion of what's right and what's wrong. A Sag Sun person holds fast to beliefs that bring them comfort and security in the ever-changing world. Now, beliefs are powerful, not fact-based, and the downside of Sagittarius is that it excludes. It's like the gated community, the elite club, you know, the members-only crew. It can be rather aggressive in asserting those beliefs, argumentative, and at times a bully. Well, that's the Sun in Sag, but it'll only be there for another 10 days. Mercury is just at 0 degrees Sag. Now, this is significant because that's the karmic knot, the Gadanta. When a sign changes from water in Scorpio to fire in Sag, it's famously known as a sorrowful degree. Sorrowful because the energy of the planet in the karmic knot is underwater. It's lost. It's not accessible. Now, in this case, it's Mercury. Now, that planet moves really quick, and it will be out of the knot in a few days. But in the meantime, what it means is that Mercury, the planet of the rational mind, where we think, analyze, and figure things out, it's not working. So today and for the next few days, you may be unable to think. So take a break. That happens, right? Like I said, in a couple of days, Mercury will gain traction in Sagittarius, and then it will be certain it knows what's right and what's wrong for everybody else. Now, Mercury in a Jupiter-ruled sign is said to be in poor dignity. That means that Mercury's analytical approach is diminished by Jupiter's ideological bent. You know, Jupiter likes to believe in philosophy and religion and things like that. So Mercury tends to be overshadowed in its analytical thinking. So watch out for that. Give thinking a rest. Give your beliefs a rest too. Now the moon today is in Aquarius. That's a fixed air sign. The moon likes warmth and moisture. Aquarius is cold, dry air, like the kind that comes down from Canada. So the moon does not express emotions well here. Plus today, the moon is conjunct Saturn. Ooh, that can feel downright tight, unable to express emotions. And therefore, it's not really good for connecting with others unless you're on the spectrum. It's like the cardiologist who's a great technician, a great surgeon, but is unable to really feel the emotions of his patient. It has its place in the world for certain, but can feel rather isolated and alone. Now, Venus is there too. The love planet here expresses love on a cerebral level. Ironically, it's very good for making art, music, and painting because the emotions are expressed outwardly. That's a concept that's kind of hard to grasp, but you know what I mean. If you know any Mars people, Venus and Aquarius people, it's like the physicist that can't really relate to regular folks because he's thinking about equals MC squared all the time. Now, Mars, the war god planet, is retrograde and still in Cancer. Mars stirs emotions up in an explosive tantrum. So on one hand, You have the moon's feeling contracted. And then with Mars in Cancer, like there's a potential for emotional outbursts. Leave it to the universe to give us two polar opposites to try to deal with. Now, Jupiter, the big daddy of planets, the planet of hope, optimism, good fortune, opportunity, is still retrograde in Taurus. Taurus is the sign that's about values. That keeps asking you, what do you value? Now, when Taurus is inhabited by Jupiter, the planet of expansion, it sows the seeds of significant reevaluation of what's important to you. It's very interesting, as an impact can be very dramatic and can move you into a new direction in life. It said our lives are shaped by what we value. As the ancient sages said, if you look at a tree and you only see a tree, you don't see very much. Now, Jupiter gives the opportunity to look deeply and see what else is there, what's really there. And that's where our values emerge. Now, the week ends with a brilliant conjunction of the moon in Taurus, its sign of exaltation, alongside Jupiter. That can raise spirits really high. So whatever feeling you may have today and early this week, when the moon is tangled up with Saturn in a Saturnian sign, well, that's all going to change to a high and more upbeat feeling. Such are the nature of feelings. They're like clouds. They come, they go. And just like the storms here in down East Maine. Everything changes. That's the nature of the universe. Well, that's it for this edition. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill and streaming around the globe at WERU.org. Again, Happy New Year. Over and out.